dog, Tiny's at a radio show. Like, he always talking shit about someone on Facebook wearing leggings and yoga pants. You need to get off your ass and get a real job, you bum ass nigga. Ugly ass looking.
I got a new song. Everybody tune in. So run, go tell a friend. Don't ever try to play me.
Like, what's the name of your show?
Oh, my regard, crazy. Please call in. 347-857-4302. Free game radio. I do it for my crew. To my haters, I'm still laughing at you. I got a new show. Everybody tune in. So run, go tell a friend. Don't ever try to play me.
Like, what's the name of your show, Lucky?
Don't worry, going crazy. Please call in 347-857-4302. Free game radio, I do this for my crew. To my haters, I'm still laughing at you.
Yo, what's poppin'? It's Kid Lucky Me here, and we here live. And this is Elmira Gone Crazy, Elmira Gone Wild. And if you tune in, we got a crazy show, you know what I'm saying? We're going to talk about a couple of topics and things of that nature. We're going to be talking about incest, people who have sex with cousins, and the suburban area. We're going to talk about what it means to be a ride or die chick. Like, what does it mean? What are the qualifications? So if you tune in, you feel like you know what it takes to be a ride or die chick, you call in, you know what I'm saying? Let your voice be heard, you know what I mean? You tuning in, it's 347-857-4302, and this is Elmira Going Crazy. You going to pay some bills and shit like that, and Tupac, do for love.
I wanna take your misery, replace it with happiness, but I need your faith in me.
Birthday, it's your birthday.
If I die, bury me in St. Louis style.
They ask me what I do and who I do it for, and how I come up with this shit up in the studio. All I want for my birthday is a big booty hoe. All I want for my birthday is a big booty hoe. When I die, bury me in St. Louis style.
Got a nigga screaming law jam on the hard jam, a cool little broad jam, on the drug jam. I'm gonna do what you
To me, as a man, I've been in situations where I've been in GHs. prison, jails, counties, whatever. To me, this is what a ride or die chick is. A ride or die chick is a girl who's with you no matter what, if you have a crumb or a fucking $1 million. Now, some people, some girls will say, oh, I'm a ride or die chick because I held my man down in jail. But did you really hold him down in jail? Whether he had 1 year, 10 years, and just because you sent packages and just because you sent letters, that doesn't mean that you actually, you know what I'm saying, held him down. I want to give a shout out to all the people that's in the chat room right now. I want to give a shout out to 2116. I want to give a shout out to 0184. Shout out to y'all on the check-in. Like I said, so ladies, if your man go to jail and you send him packages and you sending him letters and that shit ain't sincere and you out here, you slinging pussy or whatever the case may be, you're not a ride or die chick. A ride or die chick is a chick who stays monogamous, faithful to a man who has a 10-year bid. A ride or die chick is a chick who stays with a dude who lives in a room, knowing he's trying to get on his feet, but she don't judge him, and she don't point out his flaws and the fact that life is whooping his ass. He already knows that life is whooping his ass already. He don't need you, his girl, his significant other, to be telling him that. You know what I'm saying? What makes you a ride or die chick? A chick that, you know, helps a man grow. You know what I mean? Helps, like, supports him. If he wants to sell marshmallows on a corner, you would support that. So a ride or die chick is a supportive chick. If you're not supportive, if you're not willing to take those visits, if you're not willing to be in these streets and wait for your man to come home to get that sexual healing that you normally need or whatever the case may be, then you're not a ride or die chick. Wait, somebody just hit me up. And they say, and I quote, a ride or die chick is a, oh, shout out to Tasty Cakes. She's back. And now, speaking of Tasty Cakes, I'm going to say a real name. That brings up another topic. And I'm not trying to switch gears. Like I said, if you just tuned in, this is Elmira Gone Crazy. I am your host, Lucky Me, a.k.a. Mr. New City. You know what I'm saying? Tune in Mondays and Wednesdays from 8 to 10. If you out listening from your phone and all that, kick your feet up. Feed the baby at the same time. You know what I'm saying? This is a pregame radio sponsored by Brooklyn Black. Shout out to him. Now, there's a situation. There's a lot of situations. These girls tell me, yo, these dudes from Elmira are super jealous of Lucky. I see it. They can't deny it. I look through, I be in the bed with the girls and they show me, look, look at this, look at this, look at that. At the end of the day is this. Fellas, if you're listening, I don't have a Benz. I don't have a car. I don't have car keys. I don't have $1 million. I barely have $1. You know what I'm saying? I'm not the most, I'm sexy, but I'm not the most sexiest man in the whole entire world. I'm not no fucking model or nothing like that. You guys have nothing to worry about. The reason why you guys hate on me and the reason why you guys are jealous or whatever, even if I'm friendly with your girlfriend, is because you lack the things that you see in me, you lack personality. Being able to be funny, chase your dreams and goals. Those are the things that you want, and you see them in me. But you don't hate on me because of those things, but that's just a small thing. So, ladies, when you get into these new relationships, let your men know, like, listen, I'm friends with Lucky, and that's what he do. He flirts with me, blah, 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 blah. You don't have nothing to worry about. I'm not trying to wife him. I'm not trying to get him pregnant. I'm a friendly guy. I'm a business owner. I'm supposed to be friendly. We got something. See, we got going on. People hit me up, blowing me up, look crazy. Bing, 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 bing. All right, I'm very upset. Girl's supposed to come braid my hair. Miss Very Loyal, which she ain't loyal because she's supposed to have been over here a 6:45. Now, is that a ride or die chick? No, it is not a ride or die chick. A ride or die chick knows how to be on time. So, Miss Very Loyal, you are not loyal. And you're not a ride or die chick because you're supposed to be here to braid my hair about 35 minutes ago and you haven't made it here yet. Now, if you're listening to the show, you'll know I speak my mind on a daily basis. I talk about the good, I talk about the bad. I talk about leggings and why big girls don't need to wear them. We talk about baby dads who just don't take care of the kids. They need to be shot in the head and sent on their way. And we talk about these girls that be slinging pussy and stripping, knowing they live in another town, which is close to this. Don't mind me, y'all. I thought I heard a ghost in the other room, and so I had to go check to make sure that there's no ghost here. But seriously, at the end of the day, men are looking for loyal women. Ladies, if you can't be loyal, just think about it. You meet a nice guy, and he knows about your past situation. And I'm one to always say this. Don't ever judge a girl from her past, because that happened before you. The same way you wouldn't want her to judge you, and vice versa. And so, with that being said, ladies, you have to be more mindful that even though we're not going to judge you, we're going to look at it, you know what I'm saying? And let's just say, I keep on using the jail analogy because it's common amongst us. So, as far as the jail analogy thing or whatever, if I'm messing with a girl, but her ex-man, she was doing him filthy or she was cheating with me on that nigga while he was in jail, what makes me so special that she's not going to do me dirty when I'm not around? Or if I get locked up, that don't make a ride-or-die girl. So, miss, you're not a ride-or-die girl. You know what I'm saying? But listen, I'm going crazy because all these court cases and stuff like that, and I got to go pay some bills real quick, and I got to go piss. And I don't want y'all to hear that. So at the end of the day, I'm about to open up the window, and I'm about to do this. Back, you know what I'm saying? I had to drain the weasel real quick, let out, you know what I'm saying, let the kids off at the pool, do the things that I like to do. If you just tuned in, it's Elmira Gone Crazy, you know what I'm saying? Pre-game radio sponsor, you know what I'm saying? Brooklyn Black, salute to you. And at this particular time, we're going to go into entertainment. time of the day. This is the part of the day where I talk about shows that I like and things that I don't or do like, and or even entertainers that do dumbass shit. Where are we going to go today? Let's talk about Game and 40 Glock. Now, if you don't know too much about 40 Glock, 40 Glock is like somewhat of a bully of the hip-hop industry. He's associated with G-Unit, 50 Cent, and the whole situation as far as West Coast music and things of that nature. He came on after Game and that situation happened. But anyway, but 40 Glock prides himself off of going around. You know, there was a video that surfaced him pressing Lil Wayne and Birdman in their trucks, you know what I'm saying, at a video shoot. So, you know, one may think that 40 Glock would be a gangster. So Game runs up on him, Game beats him up. Now, you know, just surfaced is Game is being sued for $4.5 million. Now, this is a gangster that was, you know, bullying people, running up on him. What is this going on here? Oh, okay. Sorry about that. But anyway, he prides himself on going around like a bully. And my nigga, you want to nigga run up on... That's like me running up on people, punching them in their mouth, and then somebody beat me up, and then I try to sue him. So he's suing Game for $4.5 million. And this, I don't make this shit up. This is real talk. And he's saying $500,000 is for pain and suffering. Another $500,000 is for emotional distress. All right, $2 million is for punitive damages, $25,000 for medical expenses, and then it says various other things as far as the rest. Now, is Game going to give him the whole $4.5 million? He's not. He's not going to give him the $4.5 million. He's probably going to end up selling out of court for about a cool mil or something like that. Is Game dumb? I think Game is dumb because he shouldn't have ran up on old boy. But Game ran up on his boy with intention of thinking that he's a gangster. So if you run around acting like you're a gangster and nigga ran up and popped your top off, now you want to sue? You get Dickhead of the Day Award, goes to 40 Glock. Who's next in news? I don't know if you guys watch Hip Hop in New York. Your boy in D.C., he goes out with the black girl with the fat butt, and he was just recently seen, like, choking the dude on the show, whatever the case may be, taking pictures and putting it on Instagram. Allegedly, him and his brother was caught up in some cocaine and drug trafficking, and they seized his home, about three homes, about four cars, and close to $1.2 million. So he's being held in the Rochester federal prison. So hopefully he get out of that, or whatever the case may be. I mean, when I think of things like that, you got to understand, we live in a world where dudes got to do things to provide for themselves. You know what I mean? Us as black people, we don't stick together. So, you know, we branch off and do our little thing. And that's what happens when we don't come together for more positive stuff as far as transitioning from the negative hustling to a more positive hustling. And look, this is a second felony. And they're saying if he's even though he played his innocence, they're saying if he goes to jail, he's looking at 20 years. Kid just had a baby. He's a superstar of the show, hip-hop in New York or whatever, loving hip-hop in New York. And it's sad that in life, and I don't judge this man, he's trying to provide for his family and doing the things they like to do. Like I said, and I always say this, and I'm keeping it a buck. When it comes to drugs and stuff like that, and even though I don't condone it, we didn't bring it here. Someone had to bring it here. And that can be a whole different other show. And that we're not even going to get into it or whatever. I want to give another Dickhead of the Day Award goes to what is this girl name from Elmira? Amber. I think her name's Amber Kelly. Amber Kelly. Give her an amazing deal. Give her an amazing deal on an iPhone or whatever the case may be. And as a consolation, I give her a free Dingy Mad T-shirt. So I said, Miss, here's a free T-shirt for you, which costs $20. Says, thank you, Lucky. Thank you. I said, Miss, all you got to do is when you go home, you can just put the shirt on, take a quick picture, and then you go about your day. It's been a month and a half, and I haven't received a picture. I hit her up numerous times. She ignores me. Then she puts up pictures of some random niggas or whatever the case may be. So a Dickhead of the Day Award goes also to you, Miss Amber Kelly, and your hating-ass sister who be hating on me, shit like that. Or whatever. We got somebody at the door. or whatever the case may be, but we're going to pay some more. I'm going to get back to you. And we're doing the things that we like to do here. Elmira Gone Wild. Stay tuned. Stick around. We're just getting started. People calling in. Get y'all. We're trying something new today. Yeah?
Some bumping on me face as I can. Never judge a book by the cover that's wrong. It is fun so long side the band down.
Hey! What's about, man? Rude boy, salute with your gun.
You're a squad leader.
When I was young, I played the corner with the benches. Crack King descended. 14 years old, facing the sentence. Me and so-and-so still co-defendants. Know your legends. Fat Joe, so blowing up sessions. Blizzard with the Texans to get my floor in protection. Through the ice on my gold, you see your own reflection. Can't tell me shit about murder and moving weight. I got niggas that's off the scale. They're the boss through you and your mate. It's proven today. Armageddon's coming sooner than late. We rappers that really blast. I know Cuban relates. 50 niggas of terror. Rocket 560 lovers. Some of us are dying the game, but the nameless are ever. Marked on my flesh to make my thoughts manifest. When I'm sparked, no man's heart could withstand through the test. Apply the pressure like I used to do, but crack never left. I traded in my double pressure for a Mac and a vest. What the fuck?
If I don't bump it on me, be it I can. If I don't double bind it, but that's wrong. It is far too long, find it, but done.
Hey! What's about, man?
Done.
Rude boy, salute with your gun.
Tonight is a whole lot of fun. Then them I send it from the heart of Kingston to the heights of Alaska. Rock and roll soldier, hardcore rockster. I am the original from the imposter. Determined to make it with or without you. No borders, no boundaries. I got to take care of my enemies. Don't you afraid, alleviate stress. This is time to run your dumb breathless. Artillery shot down from my chest. Bullets are penetrating from right up to left. And I talk like the Matrix. From the day I've been born, I have been a target. Get whenever, whoever, disrespect. Put your hands on never. No, the eyes of ice, the mood I get clever. Wanting make the front face of the Gina. There was my crew, we are taking over, 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 over. Hit it. If I don't bump it on me, best as I can. If I don't have both by the cover, that's fun. This is my soul outside the band.
Sister, why you babysat? Not delivering fat, she ain't got a baby back. I heard, this where we had a see, but live or die. I seen a nigga sky half a block, cause he thought his shit was fly. I let you ride if you bustin', I let you die if you bluffin', cause to die is the whole prize of nothing. You fuckin' with all robbers and bronze bombers who want dramas. Word to my daddy gone mama, let me find the next mother father's disrespect. Fat Joe the dog got her, and I'm not the chicken nigga like Sean Carter. What's wrong, Vada? Punish and peel your banana, steal your manana.
Dress in that dress I like. Love is swinging in the air tonight. Let me show you a look at it. Ooh, so thick. Now I know what it calls it, a fatty.
All black at the white show, white shoes at the black show, green car for the Cuban links. Y'all sit back and enjoy the light show. Nothing exceeds like a set. South guy gal from having the best of the best. Is this what it's all about? I'm at the rest, the brunt, my rent, serving the guests. Years of distress, tears on the dress, try to hide a face with the makeup sex. This is trouble season. Time for tuxedos for no reason. All saints for my angel. Alexander Wang too. Ass tight denim and some dunks. I'll show you how to do this, young. No papers, catch papers, get high. Out Vegas, Tuesdays on doubles, ain't looking for trouble. You just got good genes, so a nigga trying to cuff you. Tell your mother that I love her, cause I love you. Tell your father we go father as a couple. They ain't lose a daughter, got a son. I'll show you how to do this, huh?
As long as I got my suit and tie, I'ma leave it all on the floor tonight. Baby got fixed up suit and ties, let me show you a few things. All dressed up in black and white, and you're dressed in that dress I like. Love is swinging in the head tonight. Let me show you a few things. Let me show you a few things. Show you a few things about love, love, love. Let me show you a few things. Show you a few things about love. Hey.
Yo, 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 what's poppin'? It's Kid Lucky Me. I'm back. You know what I'm saying? You just listen to that new Justin Timberlake and featuring Jay-Z, Suit and Tie. You know what I'm saying? So, ladies, tell your man to step it up. You know what I'm saying? Put the white tees away. Get yourself a suit and tie. This is Blog Talk Radio, pregame radio, sponsored by Brooklyn Black. And if you just tuned in, this is Elmira Gone Crazy, 347-857-4302, Mondays and Wednesdays from 8 to 10 o'clock. You want to air your baby dad out. You know what I'm saying? You want to talk about what you did with your tax money? Hit me up. You know what I'm saying? You can call right from your phone. If you are listening, just press 1. I'll gladly get you on the air, and we're just going to talk our shit. Like I said, we're talking about what's going on, court cases and stuff like that. We're talking about incest. We're talking about people who have sex with their family members. I just recently found out that one of these girls in Elmira is having sex. Read his post slow. Shout out to you, Tasty Cakes. Thank you for the, you know what I mean, for her and her place. But anyway, I found out that this girl in Elmira is having sex with her uncle. That is disgusting. That is very disgusting. Why would you have sex with your uncle? That's your blood. That is nasty. That is disgusting. It's despicable. And it's just straight trashy. You know what I'm saying? That's the type of things that go on in Elmira. People have sex with their family members. You should go to hell. I would never do nothing. I would never think of nothing like that. It is what it is. If anyone is wondering why I may sound down today, I might not, you know, I don't got the best energy today. You know what I'm saying? I could be facing jail, y'all. Do you know what that means? Hot pockets. That means no hot pockets. That means oogas and noodles for 8 months. That means summer sausage. That means making meals out of nothing. And it tastes good because you ain't eating nothing else. So if you've been in jail or whatever the case may be, and you know what I'm going through, you feel my pain. If you want to call and give me a hug, ladies, give me a kiss on the cheek. Something, you know what I'm saying? So we here live in the studio. I'm getting my hair braided. Shout out to Gia or whatever. You know what I'm saying? If you need your hair braided, you know what I'm saying? Hit her up. She does what she's supposed to do. She's never on time.
Oh, whatever.
Because she's African American. But it's okay. You'll look good once she's done. But she's never on time. And we here at the studio doing the things that we like to do. My best friend, you know what I'm saying? I want to give a special shout out to my best friend. Only because, you know, we've been through some ups and downs and stuff like that. She's about to have a baby, and she named him Hunter, which I think is dumb because they're going to give him wedgies and shit like that in school. But she named him Hunter. But I want to tell you what a good person is. And now we straying off the topic of ride or die, but we gonna go to what makes a good person also. This is what makes her a good person. What makes her a good person is the fact that she can acknowledge the fact that someone's done something nice for her, and she repays the person by doing good gestures also. It's kind of like pay it forward for the most part. You need grease? Oh, you got it.
Man.
So, you know what I mean? I'm shooting straight live because this thing get recorded or whatever the case may be. And so I don't ever have to say it again. You know what I mean? When I need something, she takes care of it. She may not, you know, jump, skip, and hop and do it, but she always takes care of it. One may say, oh, she's my personal assistant. I wouldn't say she's my personal assistant because a personal assistant just does what I tell them to do because I'm paying them. You know what I mean? When girls have cheated on me and done things, she was there. She was my voice, my ears, as far as me talking and me telling her, you know what I mean, about my problem. You know what I mean? And even though, you know what I mean, she's done things herself, the shit that she's done for me totally outweighs, you know, if we're going to do the percentile thing, it's kind of like 91.9% type deal. She's a good person, you know what I'm saying? And we're going to throw, and if anyone listening want to know her name, my name is Hooters.com. And she's pregnant. And no, it's not my baby, so all y'all motherfuckers, everywhere I go, it's Hooters, your baby mama. No, she's not my baby mom. You got to be boning to be doing that to make babies. And that's not the case or whatever the case may be. Shout out to the people in the chat room. I see y'all niggas on the check-in or whatever. Shout out to my nigga, T. He's fresh home, you know what I'm saying? Elmira Police is out heavy, y'all. Y'all niggas must be safe, you know what I'm saying? And people that smoke weed, do not walk around. If you're not smoking a blunt, put the damn weed down. Put the fucking weed down. You're not cool because it's in your pocket. By the time you get to it, it's all smashed up. You know what I'm saying? You got to break it up again. Like, put the damn weed down. Elmira Police is running up on niggas. They frisking niggas. They checking niggas. It's the beginning of the month. They trying to get their quota up. So, you know, at the end of the day, shout out to Hooters.com. Shout out to T. He's free. You know what I'm saying? They ran up on him. You know what I'm saying? He's getting head in the Western parking lot, and it got him on decent exposure. Some things, they arrest niggas for anything out here in Elmira. And it is what it is. Like I said, another fuck you to some of you baby dads out here. Some of you niggas, you got foams on your feet. You know what I'm saying? You know those foam pilots. You know what I'm saying? How you got foam pilots on your feet and you live on your mother couch? What part of the game is that? You cool? You got trues on? That's what y'all call it, because real is true religion. First of all, true religion been out for mad long, and y'all niggas just now getting on up here. Y'all niggas got trues on your trues on, phone pilots, and said live at home. Who does that? Who does that? Elmira men do. And you know why? Most people listening be like, you're lucky, that's fucked up, you shouldn't be talking shit about Elmira men. I say what the fuck I want to say. The reason why I say what the fuck I want to say is because these niggas is some hating-ass niggas. They don't stick together. Y'all beat up and shoot each other. Y'all grew up with these motherfuckers since kindergarten. And y'all just do whatever. And so if I seem a little angry, yes, I get mad. Because you know what y'all do? Y'all niggas, y'all set the women up to do crazy things. Y'all leave these mothers to be single mothers, and you got them losing their mind. They don't start out losing their mind. Y'all niggas got them losing their mind. And in the process of that, I'm going to break it down. Like I said before, this is how it happened. Y'all niggas leave them straight. And then they out here meeting niggas. The niggas that they meet don't intentionally say, hey, yo, we just want to just do them dirty. It is what it is. They met them at a bar. They trying to get a nut off. So the girls is meeting these niggas excited. Oh, got me a new boo girl. His rims are spinning. Look, the spinning girl's spinning. And then the dude leaves them. Now they become whores. Washed up hookers. Now, I had a conversation, you know what I'm saying, with a female from Elmira. And she was telling me how another girl had herpes and stuff like that. But how are you telling me about another girl that got herpes when you have herpes? You girls think I don't know what the fuck is going on around this shit. I do my investigating. I know exactly what the fuck is going on. And to the people who, to the females who get STDs and stuff like that, based off niggas lying about stuff, because that's some faggot shit. You don't have an STD and you don't enlighten a female. Give her an option to be like, all right, you cute. I guess you put a condom on, whatever. Even that's nasty. But the fact that y'all niggas be giving bitches STDs and shit like that, and like, it's cool. And what happens is the bitches keep on fucking with the niggas, and they say, fuck it, if he got it, I got it, we get it together. Yeah, man. You know what I'm saying? Niggas playing manhunt with STDs and all that shit ain't cool. So, you know, get it together. And for the girl that's been running around telling people that I ate her pussy, let's stop lying on your coochie. If I ate your pussy, you'll know about it. You'll really know about it. Exactly. You don't want nobody else getting this goodness. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to all the people that, shout out to the girls who make time for me. Finally, daddy's spending time with me. Because these girls, they, you know what I'm saying, they find time. And I'm going to give a fuck you to all the girls who don't make time, and they be lying as if they don't have time. A girl once said to me, which is recent, she said, Lucky, I seen you. I said, oh, yeah, why don't you stop and get out the car and give me a hug, miss? She goes, because I'm shy. You're not shy. You got your ass in the air on your default picture. How the hell are you shy? Because, you know, I don't know you like that. You don't. You don't. You. But if I was Jay-Z, you would have ran out that car and gave me a hug and been screaming and all that. And you don't know him? Cut the bullshit. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, shout out to Keisha. She's doing my hair right now. So we all over the place or whatever. And today is more of a laid-back type of day. You know what I'm saying? I'm just getting some things off my chest. And like I said, if you want to call and ask somebody out or whatever, we're going to get you in the air. We just talking shit and we just cooling. Today's going to be a one of those light days or whatever. And we're going to slow it down just a little bit. Nothing too crazy. Something light.
Ha, we on dick. Money hungry, I'm a L.A. Raider. In my dick, bushel full of sticky, sticky. Pocket filled with 20. Yeah, I got that, don't fuck with my poppy in it. Yeah, I'm with it. Cock and peel it, touch me, hit it. Think I'm playing, leave your ass thinking. In the midst of okay, I'm swag-tastic, swaggeristic. Damn it, let me swag a man. Smoking on that, you can't stand it. Fucking nigga, baby, oh, man. I'm serving number dozen, grab it, flex it. That's why y'all can't stand it. Money hungry, any money, we be what the phantom is. Young gorilla money, get a paper making southern niggas hotter than a sunburn. Cut your girl like sideburn. Dripping just like juicy drink. Wild as hell like flavor pie. Booger B from ESC. Get the hell up out my
I
way.
I got the sack, I got the chick, I got the mech, I got the tick, I got the kicks to match the hat. Chuck T's V-neck, I got the pack, but I don't flex. Straps up, show me respect. Red bitch to match the vet. Boy, you know we on deck.
We on deck. We on deck.
I got the deck.
We on deck. Nigga, we on deck.
We on deck.
We on deck.
Show me respect.
We on deck. What's the name?
We on deck. Swag so sick,
sick.
Got them bitches looking.
Look,
your baby mama staring.
Staring.
She playing with their nookie. She know I got the dough. She let me cut the cookies. That's so fat, can't put a rack. Rack city, show them titties. West it open for my crew. Tell your friends to come too. Swag on Rari, pop this Molly. Try to get these bitches stop it. Iced up. So you know the kids flash and paparazzi. Not cocky, but I gotta keep my swag on Liberace. Wait, let me take this oxy, need these drugs up in my body. We pills, purple drink, put that bubble count Frank. You don't want trouble, I got aim. Beam them up for no respect. Your girl won't made a poker, bitch, cause she know we on deck. I got the sack, I got the chick, I got the mech, I got the tick, I got the kicks to match the hat. Chuck T's V-neck, I got the pack, but I don't flex. Strapped up, show me respect. Red bitch to match the vet. Boy, you know we on deck.
We on deck.
I got the tick.
We on deck.
I got the tick.
We on deck. Nigga, we on deck.
Yo, yo, yo. What's poppin', what's poppin'? We're back. This is Pregame Radio, sponsored, you know what I'm saying, Brooklyn Black on Shout Out. This is Elmira Gone Wild, and this is what we're going to do real quick. We got about, hour left, but I decided to take this time to, interview a female who's about to have a kid, and what are her thoughts and expectations, and her being an Elmira girl, what is her thought process? Because I be wanting to know what's the thought process of some of these women. 2116. Are you there?
Hello.
Are you there?
Hello.
Miss, now, you're having a child. What are you going to do to change the stereotype of Elmira girls or mothers in general out here?
My whole plan, ever since I found out I was pregnant and knew I was doing it alone, was to not even worry about a man, because at the end of the day, that's not going to benefit my son. It's not going to do anything for me. And just try to better myself as a person, whether it has to be within my own self or financially or with school or anything, to show my child that no matter what, you can always better yourself in whatever aspect that you need to, and you don't need another person in your life to rely on.
I'm sorry, can you speak up again? Yes. Are you there still, ma'am?
Hello.
Yeah, you still there?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay.
All right. And on a different note, we're talking about ride or die chicks and stuff like that. What makes a female a ride or die chick?
Somebody who's always going to be there no matter what, no matter how many fights that you go through, who's always got your back and doesn't care what anybody else has to say about you, because at the end of the day, they know who you really are.
Now, can you deal with, say your man get 4 years, which is three years with good time. You think you can handle your husband or baby dad or, you know, man, if he had that much time?
So if that happens to my baby dad, I'm throwing a party for one. But,
let's just say he's a good man. Let's just say he's a good man.
I can never picture him as a good man, so I can't even, it can't happen.
Wait. I got to stop you there. You said you don't have a vision of a good man?
No, I can't envision him being one.
No, I'm saying, let's just say the dude is a good man. Like, I would like to believe your grandfather is a good man, right?
He is.
Okay, so envision your baby dad to be like your grandpa's, who is a exceptional good man. I learned from you. Could you stay with him after 4 years? Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, I think, ma'am, we're going to let you go, because I think something's going on with your phone or something like that. We're having technical difficulties on your end. Are you okay over there, ma'am?
I'm fine.
So what they say?
Love is the answer. I hear your voice.